Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From Asthma Corps Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
173.
Too late.
I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
Miguel.
Miguel, oh.
Everybody know that's Big Dick B.
Can't fool anybody.
Yeah. All right, what do we got going on today?
Oh, there's a lot of hurricane talk before the record button was hit.
Yeah, but we
let's not bring people down. I mean, it's happening. It's nature.
Boo on that, all right? No hurricane talk on the show. We got a big pile of truth.
Yeah, we do.
We'll smoke on that and talk about that later. I want to talk about Walter Becker passing away because I'm a huge Steely Dan fan, and I know that you are too.
Yeah.
Roger Stone, more controversy on, on the speaking engagement. And let's not bury the lead, though, here. There's a new bong in the house.
Oh.
New piece.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since we smoked out of a bong. We had a bong sitting over there that is possessed.
Yeah, nobody wants to clean it.
And I refuse to hit.
Yeah, it'll kill somebody on the spot.
But this is a fresh new Cheech and Chong branded bong.
Cheech and Chong bong.
Chong bong.
Actually, specifically Chong bong. Cheech and Chong up in smoke. So where does this come from? I have to know.
Miguel. He's speechless.
He's just going to sit there. Mike, talk.
I don't want
to.
I don't want to.
It's a mystery. I don't even know why somebody would make... I mean, I understand. Put Cheech and Chong on your bong and sell your bong. I mean, is this sold by either Cheech or Chong? Right?
Did Tommy Chong sell you this bong?
I don't know, man.
Did you order off the internet? Did you just buy it to have a Cheech
and
Chong bong?
I thought it was cool. It is cool. I'm not dissing it. I'm not hating on the bong. It's a nice little bong.
What happens?
It's kind of weird.
We have a podcast about like pot and weed and stuff, right, Mike? And you have a cool bong.
I bought it at the store.
It's Cheech and Chong bong, and we like to talk about it.
It's
well, you're the one that knows the story the best. I was secondhand.
Oh, but there is a story?
Well, I mean, you know, just the usual, went to the store, saw it, caught his eye, and he made the purchase.
Well, hey, that's how most bongs purchases go down, I would imagine.
Nothing special.
But why? I mean, they did multiple movies, too. Why specifically put Up in Smoke on the bong?
I don't want the Nice Dreams bong.
I know,
Kyote or whatever.
Who wants the 80s movie bong?
I'm asking questions that you can't answer, but there's still questions that I have. All right, well, moving on. The world's coming to an end. I don't even care. As long as I can have last week, we watched a video for Olivia Newton-John's physical.
Yes.
We did not watch the video.
Really?
Absolutely. And it's worth a...
Point of order?
It's worth another look for the... So you pulled up video of her. It was basically one shot of her doing aerobics.
I was on like muscle relaxers and painkillers last week.
No, I don't. I'm just saying, that wasn't the video that I remembered from my childhood, though.
That one?
That one.
Where she has her knees around her ears?
Oh, boy.
There we go. So it starts off with a bunch of naked guys.
I don't see this.
A naked, well, mostly naked, banana hammocks.
Yeah.
Muscly guys working out.
All these guys probably want nothing to do with her. I'm just making that assumption.
Right. a little more overt. I think maybe there was the version that we watched, like, that's straight up phallic. She's like stroking the front part of the bike, the stationary bike that the guy is on. But then it turns into a bunch of out of shape guys. And then she has to, I guess she's training them to get in shape.
Get in shape, I might think about one day.
He doesn't know if he wants to like it or not.
Actually, no, let's be honest. Even if he lost the weight, I'd still never fuck you because I'm Olivia Newton-John.
Well, there's a twist coming up.
Yeah.
I won't spoil the video for you. So lots of crazy, like, slapstick. I don't even know if this is comedy. It's just kind of weird. Of her manhandling a bunch of overweight guys. Giving him a massage. And singing directly to him in the face. And now choking him for some reason. And riding him. So I think the video that we saw was maybe a watered down version. Maybe they didn't want kids seeing this version. Although this is the only one that I remember seeing.
Yeah, I remember this one too now.
Yeah. They're all doing aerobics now and they're all falling all over the place out of exhaustion. And running into each other because they're uncoordinated. Bonk, there goes the last two. She turns around, everybody's knocked out. Oh, what a bunch of losers. Now I'm going to play air guitar on one of those arm stretchy things.
Yeah. Rub my belly until it disappears.
So she goes.
Is that all I have to do?
She goes and takes a shower, and all the guys continue to work out until they're buff.
That's all it takes.
There's more air guitar on those
don't
springs.
Take a shower.
What do you call those springs that you like?
I'm
going to
get
apart?
Ripped right quick.
The guys don't use those anymore because I think you would rip your chest hair off or they would just
snap in your face.
Yeah. She comes back in all dressed for tennis and sees there's a bunch of oily guys in banana hammocks.
That's there.
And now she's into it. Yeah, they're all. Now she's ready to get animal.
Animal. Animal.
Ginger fish. Ginger
Afro
with a mustache.
In this video.
Yeah. It is. I think it's a confirm.
Right? So she's ready to pick which one, and uh-oh, they're all leaving with each other. Wait a minute.
What?
They got into shape and they became gay?
She's like, what?
Oh, well, there's still one fat slob here that I'm going to go have tennis with and presumably fuck later.
Hey. Right on.
Because he's straight. And he gives that little nod and waggle to the camera like, hey.
I'm going
to
fuck this chick.
I may be out of shape, but.
Pounding this tonight.
I'm straight.
Wow.
It's a much, much different video.
That's twice. That's twice in a row.
That's twice that I've made you listen to the entire song.
There was a payoff, though.
And you know, to be honest, I've listened to the entire song a couple times in the meantime. I don't know what it is about that song, and it's not a complicated song, but something about the melody just really intrigues me that I get stuck in my head. Or maybe it's just one of those earworms that you can't exercise until you listen to it a couple times, and then you'll stop thinking about it every time you take a shit.
I mean, that song just reminds me of buying pants.
Yeah.
It's usually when I hear it.
It's all about the experiences that you had. For me, it was all about becoming a man.
Like the guy at the end of the video or the other guys? The guys are left with dudes?
Just a man. Just a man.
Just a guy.
Just a boy. In love with a woman from Australia.
Yeah.
Rob, did you tell me that you watched the OA?
I only watched like a couple episodes. It really didn't catch my
interest. Is it Tony Danza?
Like
the OA.
I remember that you had told me you watched some of it. And I finally watched it the other day, and I was like...
You watched all of it?
I watched the entire thing.
Oh, okay.
I really loved it. I know your taste, and I was like, I can't picture Rob getting through this whole thing. There's no way.
I only got to like two episodes, really.
And to be honest, the first episode left me both angry and intrigued, And I was just enough intrigued to keep going. So I was like, what the fuck is this shit? What kind of story that... It's like... Because it's almost playful in the way that they want to tell you, like, hey, there's some kind of crazy shit going on, but that's not what this is really about. It was kind of like The Leftovers in that respect, where it's a... There's supernatural shit going on in the background.
How do you spell this thing?
The OA.
Like the letters?
Yes, OA. Next to each other. See?
OA.
OA.
OA. That's what you should have said when you
found it. It's the Uncle Joey spinoff.
OA.
These are my OR scrubs. Samantha. Oh, are they?
Samantha. Oh, no. It's Tony Danza. My bad.
Angela.
What? Why?
Judith Light's a saint.
I super enjoyed it. I binged it. I went through 4 episodes in one night.
Damn.
That was mostly because I don't tend to spend that much time during the week watching television. Not at one stretch. Usually an hour or two. But I was trying to distract myself from the fact that my cat was at the vet. Having just a standard procedure of, you know, her lady parts removed.
Oh, okay. Everything went smoothly.
Yeah, she's fine. She's healthy. But for some reason, and it wasn't just because my cat was at the vet. There's been a lot of other shit going on, but I felt like I was going to have a fucking nervous breakdown worrying about that cat. So I had to distract myself and pick a new show from Netflix. One about a girl who comes back from the dead with crazy dance moves that heal people.
Damn, that sounds crazy.
What?
Yeah.
For every hit, there is a miss.
It's amazing. It really is. And
is
it's
the title? Oh, the OA?
Yeah, the OA, show that we've been talking about.
I have no idea what's going on.
Hey, yo, wake up.
I read the description, and it matched nothing with what you just said.
Well, because they don't want to give anything away. And I don't... That's not really giving anything away. But it's one of those shows where they want you to go into it not knowing what it's about.
75 on Rotten Tomatoes.
I can picture that.
7.8 out of 10 IMDb.
I won't spoil the ending, but it definitely wasn't... It wasn't completely out of nowhere. It's really difficult to explain. I can understand why a lot of people would have been very frustrated with that ending. Much like people were angered about the ambiguous ending of The Leftovers or season 3 of Fargo.
She's our daughter.
Who are these people?
But she's never seen us before.
But I think it's because
7 years ago,
most people want to see direct resolution in their plots.
She was blind.
Mom?
And it's kind of hard to argue that, especially when your show sets up those expectations. When it says, hey, this is all kind of leading up to this freaky thing that's going
to
happen.
I want you to close your eyes.
And it's all going
to
be explained. And when it's not,
I want you to imagine.
I think you have to kind of rethink what the story was really about.
As if you're with me.
And this actually gives away a lot.
As if you are me.
Yeah, their trailers are pretty in-depth.
I was present for all of it.
What the fuck is Mario's job?
Who's Mario?
You know, it's a me, Mario.
Well, he's a plumber.
Not anymore.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what did he get now?
What's happening?
According to his official profile, which I guess you maybe could find on Nintendo's website. Not really sure. He is no longer listed as being a plumber by profession. When did we ever see this guy plumb? Anything.
I know, right? He's always saving a princess, like driving a car.
First of all, if I called the plumber and he ran into my bathroom and jumped down the toilet...
Dude, these are damn good mushrooms I'm taking.
Obviously that guy's more than a plumber.
I'll take the base. The bait. What is he?
Oh. That's the thing. He's just not anything anymore.
What is he listed as? Unemployed?
A guy who wears overalls?
Just wears a white beard.
Well, no, you said he has a biography or something.
I don't know. He doesn't all around. Okay, it says all around sporty, whether it's tennis or baseball, soccer or car racing. He does everything cool. As a matter of fact, he also seems to have worked as a plumber a long time ago. So he was a plumber at one time. I guess he's never took off the outfit.
Plumber chic.
But think about when you first saw Mario. What was he doing? Was he plunging a toilet? When's the first time you remember seeing Mario?
I'm old. Well, we're all old. The original arcade game, man. Ladders were involved.
Donkey Kong. It wasn't even called
that's
Mario.
Correct. It's correct.
Mario comes from Donkey Kong. And that was a construction site and he was whipping around hammers.
Bonk, 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 bonk,
so, I mean, bonk, that's not totally out of the question. The guy, you know, works on construction site and then becomes a plumber. That's kind of adjacent. But why does he have to have a job anyway? Futurama is the show that just won't die. What is up with this show?
What's going on now?
It gets canceled after... How many seasons were there originally? Like six?
A lot.
There were more than that? I don't think there were a ton at first. Then they did, I think, three movies that were then broke down into episodes for broadcast purposes. Then came back for like another five or six seasons. I don't know. There's at least a dozen.
Well,
and now that's gone. But it's set to return as a radio play.
What?
I think this would be a first for a
podcast?
Cartoon turned into a radio play. Hardwick's Nerdist podcast will reunite the cast of the dearly departed futuristic classic for Radiorama.
So it'll just be a podcast now.
What are you guys talking about? These two are miming at each other.
And like, miming.
What's going on?
Watching a little bit of behind the scenes action here of a game. Sorry.
Well, share with the class.
Oh, the Ohio State Buckeyes are playing the Oklahoma Sooners right now.
Oh, football?
Yeah, football.
Football.
I know it doesn't.
Never mind.
It doesn't please your extreme mind, but us feeble folk enjoy it.
No. Come on. Are you shitting me?
We take a pig and gut it.
Where did I go before I came here? Where do I always go before I came here?
But see, that's not even...
The comic book store.
Yeah, that's the Brainiac.
I'm not making any judgment. I'm saying football is boring and comic books are interesting. There's plenty of people that say the exact opposite of that.
It's true. He just doesn't like football, man.
It's all good.
Or sports in general. And it's okay.
It's certainly never
He's
been...
not totally racist.
I've never been anti-sports because I thought that I was... That it was beneath me or something. And I think a lot of that attitude just comes from compensation for not having a sportsman-like physique.
Right.
Look at me.
Mikey B. Yeah.
The only thing I was good for... Mikey. The only thing I was good for is running, and that was in short bursts because I had asthma. So that was another reason why.
That's all I was good for. That's the only sport I could play with soccer.
Yeah. I don't even know how he did that.
With his feet?
Well, yeah.
I didn't have coordination for sports.
But you had coordination for music.
True. I could hit a baseball and catch a baseball.
If I didn't find baseball mind-numbingly boring, I could probably be pretty decent at it. I'm not saying that.
I played intramural sports. Played like basketball.
Yeah.
It was all middle school and stuff. As soon as I got to high school. As soon as I realized I was good at music. I was like, I'm like average at sports, below average, but I'm above average at music. Let's do this now. Pretty much how that went. You go with your strengths.
Speaking of music, there's prominent musicians are dropping left and right.
Oh, yeah.
It was Walter Becker this time around who passed away. How old was that guy again?
I think he's like 74.
Yeah. For a musician, that's not bad, huh?
I know.
Walter Becker is, along with Donald Fagen, two of the head songwriters for Steely Dan. I was going to suggest another one, actually, because I wanted to hear one that Walter Becker actually played on.
Ah.
Can you play Josie? Actually, it's not always exactly clear what songs Walter Becker played on. Trying to do research on... Well, because Steely Dan started out as kind of your average classic... Well, it wouldn't be classic rock at the time. But, I mean, look at... Everybody's favorite Steely Dan track was Reeling in the Years because it's just a simple, straightforward rock song. It doesn't really get all that jazzy and shit. And I think Walter Becker joined them after that album. So everything from there on out starts to get weird and the arrangements start to get more complex and there's different instruments being added and it's definitely straying from what the mainstream of rock was doing at the time. Yeah, this would be off of one of the best albums ever, in my opinion. Aja, however you want to say it. This is the last track on it. And I wanted to hear this song because, like I was saying, Walter Becker, he played on various stuff. Some stuff I'm imagining he didn't play on at all. His primary concern was songwriting. And there's plenty of songs that I could pick for that purpose, but I wanted to hear him play a little bit of guitar too, because he was a good soloist. He actually started out as a bass player for the band. And I forget the name of the bass player that they acquired later on, but Walter Becker gave up playing the bass when they got this guy. Because he was he was so good at it. He was like, you do the bass parts. And it's not that, you know, Walter Becker couldn't play or anything. He could play lots of different instruments. But after Walter Becker joined the band, that's when they started using all those jazz chords. That's when they started kind of challenging themselves more, I think. And it's certainly when they started becoming a lot more slicker producing in the studio.
This is a band for me that, like, I grew to appreciate when I was younger. Did not really enjoy them that much.
Yeah.
And the older I get, more I appreciate them. Like, wow, I was an idiot. This is good shit.
I don't know, they've been pretty strong for me throughout my entire life. You know, I remember hearing shit as a kid, and there were certain songs that stuck out. Deacon Blue was one that particularly I really liked even as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of, you know, through high school, I wasn't listening to Steely Dan. I was listening to, like, Nirvana and shit like that, and Cure and all that shit. But they came out with a box set of, like, everything that they had done up until that time. This is before Steely Dan came back and reformed. And I worked at a record store, so I got it cheap. And listened to the whole thing multiple times and fell in love with all of that music. Because I could appreciate more what was going on in the arrangements and these harmonies mm-hmm. that they were creating and the chords that they were using. And then the lyrics, too. I mean, so this isn't a good example lyric-wise, I think, for Steely Dan. But a lot of them are really out there. And again, you know, Reeling in the Years is everybody's favorite song because it's straightforward. Everybody knows what the fuck it's about. Nobody knows what Kid Charlemagne's about. That song rocks 10 times harder than Reeling in the Years. But it's not going to be a hit because nobody knows who Kid Charlemagne or who Charlemagne was, much less to know what a Kid Charlemagne might be or what any of the lyrics mean. And there's some real brilliance in there. You know, these guys were influenced by William Burroughs and guys like that and beat poets and sure, you do get the occasional song about hitting on your cousin or something stupid, you know? But, but those are fun. You gotta have some fun songs thrown in there. Did I talk over his solo?
Oh, yeah. He feels a while ago.
Yeah, he's got some licks. You know, I went through and tried and listened to a lot of Steely Dan songs and did a little bit of research to try and figure out what songs he did solos on. And it wasn't always clear. But I think I could pick out which ones were actually him after listening to multiple songs. Because he seems to have kind of a fairly straightforward bluesy sound to his solos. Nothing crazy going on. It just seems to go sideways into like jazz for a second here and there, like, where he starts just playing the blue notes.
Like if I formed a band now at this point in my life, it would be a band like Steely Dan.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'll try to be like the next.
You want to be? Well, yeah. I mean, at our age, we just want to work with competent musicians. You know, guys who like knew how to stay in the pocket, didn't have beef, and just wanted to jam.
Like we're all adults. So let's, you know.
But that's what Steely Dan is. It's an adult's band. Like an adult's band. It's an adult band. Like I don't know if any kid ever, like even myself, I wasn't crazy about Steely Dan as a kid. I was crazy about the Beatles. There was just some songs that stuck out.
I had a music teacher who was trying to turn us on to Steely Dan. I was in the jazz band.
I think that's
a
lost cause when you're a teenager.
And he was like in his early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he was trying to like listen, guys, you're going to think they're cool when you're my age. Like, just, I'm trying to turn us on.
But I don't know if that's ever worked for anyone ever.
He's trying to help make us better musicians.
I can hear that.
Hey, Rob.
Yo.
What drugs are you on?
Funny you should ask.
Let's give me some truth.
We are smoking on the strain called Truth OG, Indica strain.
Straight indica?
Straight indica.
Man, I had a feeling.
Dude, it made me take an unintentional nap.
Oh, I can imagine. I feel pretty damn good right now.
I feel better.
Wizard stick is going to come around. I'm going to be asleep in about 5 minutes.
Wizard stick? I don't know that I've ever heard that one, Rob. Did you make that shit up, or is that?
No, that's borrowed from a friend a long time ago.
Wizard stick.
But yes, we are smoking on Truth OG. It is a popular indica strain that is originally discovered in Southern California, where the term OG originally meant ocean grown. Bred with genetics from very popular OG Kush, Truth OG is potent enough for a mellow, lasting effects combined with a more focused head high. Flower has a pungent, crisp citrus and evergreen scent. Truth OG snagged second place in the indica spot in High Times Medical Cup since 2010. And the top five attributes of this strain are relaxed, euphoric, happy, sleepy, and creative. And those with bad headaches like migraines or stress headaches, this is a perfect strain. Anybody with sleep problems, you know, obviously you took a big nap, perfect for that.
Let's get down to business.
Business.
Not a whole lot of good news this week. Not a whole lot of news.
This is the worst news week in a while.
We've got our continuing legal states. We've got our upcoming states. Although,
it's the theme of this week.
Well, yeah, okay, so let's get to the big news. The protections that were put in place under Obama to keep organizations like the DEA from going after legal medical marijuana programs and legal recreational programs, titled after its authors.
The Orville Redenbacher?
The Rohrabacher Farr. Actually, now it's the Rohrabacher Blumenauer.
So you get nothing! You lose!
Doesn't matter what it's called. Yes. It doesn't matter what it's called anymore, because it's done. The decision was condemned by both Earl Blumenauer and Dana Rohrabacher, who I'll point out, Rohrabacher, whose name heads up both forms of this, is a Republican, They put out a statement saying that committee took the decision by the House Rules Committee leadership to block their amendment that prevents the Department of Justice from interfering with state medical marijuana laws. Because of this decision, Rohrabacher and Blumenauer will not be able to offer their amendment when the House considers fiscal year 2018 funding legislation this week. So what they did is completely blocked them from even proposing that as part of the budget that they're going to be working on for the next month or so, probably.
But can't the Senate step in and do something? I read something that said it's not the Senate's.
Well, it's true that legislation goes through the House first and then on to the Senate. And that we've seen how the Senate can do things very different from what the House does. It could change, but who would be the advocate in the Senate to get this done? That's the thing.
Cory Booker? Is he a senator?
Possibly, but with what support? And
Roger Stone.
The thing is, like, all when you're doing this all as part of the budget for the whole nation, then you kind of have to, I mean, you really have to pick your battles over what you're going to fight over. Are you going to stand your ground on this funding for, or restrictions on restrictions? How do you say this? It's like, what they're doing is blocking somebody from blocking another organization from trying to prosecute medical marijuana as a crime. So that, I guess ultimately it would be up to Trump then. There's no way the Senate's getting it done.
Come on, Donnie John.
Now, what if Roger Stone, bitter after being canceled, after being dropped from the lineup of the Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition, what if he decided to go back directly to Trump and try and get him to do something about it? But we know that it's certainly not a consideration for Trump. We know what is. Well, first of all, keeping the government running and making sure that he gets some funding for the wall.
And you can get money from that from weed. Weed's right. Fund your wall. Whatever we got to say to him. Hey, weed can fund this wall that you're really never going to build. Hey, come on, you know, he's shown this week he's willing to work with the Democrats.
Well, that is true. I think what he's showing, he's showing that he's unpredictable.
He's maverick.
And
isn't that what everybody wanted?
If you have to be shown that this man is unpredictable, then I don't know what you've been paying attention to. Because it's kind of obvious. So it's a new unpredictable side, but not necessarily new behavior from this man. I don't know. High Times seems to think that Jeff Sessions is all talk, or at least Mike Adams does in his story, that for all his talk about, I mean, it's been a while since we've had a man in such a prominent position in this government that is willing to speak about it so like it's something evil. You know, he's bringing back language that we haven't heard in decades in some cases. These ideas of cannabis as violent. So you say, it's the latest statistics show that during February through June, federal prosecutors have only dealt with 8,814 drug cases versus last year, 9,687 during the same period under Obama. Is that really what you're basing your article off of? Because simply the fact that they haven't started, certainly they've been distracted. Jeff Sessions has been too busy perjuring himself and trying to duck angry tweets from his boss. He certainly talked a lot of smack about cannabis, but when it comes down to when he has to make a decision on it, I think we definitely will see more arrests. He even states in his story about this that Jeff Sessions is intended on going not only after drug traffickers, but specifically drug users. I don't know when the last time we had an attorney general in this country that was so open about wanting to prosecute drug users.
Jefferson Beauregard? He sounds like his name, like Foghorn right. Leghorn. Should always be saying his name. Jefferson Beauregard.
He's a man out of time.
He's old.
He's man past his time.
Be dead soon.
Well, here's some good news. Teenagers are smoking less cannabis, and older people are smoking more of it.
Oh, it's an old people thing?
Yep. My kids are less likely to, and my parents are more likely to.
No shit.
Or at least more open about it. More willing to say yes when actually asked by pollsters.
You know, hi, old people.
Yeah.
What's their Netflix queue look like?
Cannabis consumption by U.S. teenagers fell in 2016, according to SAMHSA.
What?
I'm sorry. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
Oh, that's some guy named Sam taking a survey. His email address.
Yeah.
SAMHSA, Gmail.
Cannabis use fell, but alcohol use went up, which is interesting because...
Right. Oh, Trump, give me a drink.
So, right. I mean, if Sessions' primary concern is, or others, one of their concerns is exposure to kids, why haven't you said shit about alcohol? Because alcohol has a whole...
But he loves booze,
organization,
man.
And has lobbyists that pay for nice dinners and titty bars and whatnot.
Titty.
Freaky prostitutes. Hey, cannabis can do that.
I'd love to.
If you gave it a chance, it could get big enough to be the man and line your pockets too, just like alcohol does, just like prescription drug company does.
We're 5 years in.
Just let...
To this thing.
Let cannabis into the club.
If you think about it, 2012 is when Colorado went live.
Mm-hmm.
We're 5 years into this grand experiment. We're only in the tiny baby stage of it. We've already got the... Right part of the anything that touches the Pacific Ocean, you know, in a few months, you'll be able to go buy trees. You know, when I go to Vegas here in October, it's going to be interesting to see what has popped up, like in all of these, because Vegas is familiar with for the last decade now. Like, I've been there like once a year. Like, Vegas is the place I've been the most. Like, I'm actually familiar with the strip. It's going to be interesting to see what has popped up, like, since. They've gone wreck and all these shops have started opening.
And, you know, a lot of the result is that not only is, you know, violent crimes not going up, car accidents aren't going up. Mm-hmm. People going to the hospital for taking too much cannabis is going up. But I say, so what? That's mostly due to lack of education.
What are they just panicking going with it?
Right.
It's just weed.
Right.
You're going to be all right.
Maybe they puke. Like, okay. I mean, I've told you about my bad first experience with cannabis where I felt like I was going into shock. I was 19 years old and I didn't say, take me to the fucking hospital. And the wherewithal to know, whatever I'm going through, if it is the cannabis, I've certainly never heard of anybody smoking a joint and dying. So I think I'm going to be okay.
Yes.
That all of this peril and imagined danger and bad feelings and queasiness will pass and will leave no permanent damage. But when your brain's in a state that's unfamiliar to it, I do have some sympathy for, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I've never felt like this before. I need to go to the hospital. I need a professional to tell me that I'm going to be okay. I can sympathize with that, you know, but it's certainly never been a cause to call for prohibition of alcohol again. And how many people end up in the hospital because of alcohol?
Lots. And alcohol can kill you.
And it's almost never for, I think I drank too much and I never felt like this before. You know, am I in danger? No, it's, I drank too much and fucked up. I crashed my car, you know, got in a fight, did something stupid, drank too much and just fucking died.
Yeah.
Just because I drank too much.
That's possible. Alcohol poisoning is a thing. You know, weed poisoning.
So, yeah, I'm not going to argue with the statistic of hospital visits going up. That's going to happen. And the more, when you see a drug legalized, of course hospital visits are going to go up. If you're doing an illegal drug, you're probably less likely to go to the hospital because you don't want the questions of what the fuck you were doing. When you can openly tell your doctor or your nurse, yeah, I took two pot brownies for some reason, because I didn't feel the first one after 15 minutes, and now I feel like my skin's on fire. Now I feel like my skin's on fire.
Yeah. I guess it depends on the brownies. If it's like 200 milligram brownies, oh shit!
Yeah, could be anything. And again,
strap in.
And again, that's due to lack of education. And I think a lot of this is because there's still, even in areas where it's legal, well, don't put up a billboard. Well, wait a minute, don't advertise it. Or don't tell people, look, the potheads will find it. It'll be okay. You'll get your customers. But we don't really want to, like, spread it around. Like, we don't want to be known for weed. Look, people are going to smoke weed in your county, in your city, in your state. Why don't you want them to do it responsibly? Why don't you? We're still running ads about cannabis being a gateway drug, about ruining your life, or just doing nothing but sitting on the couch, living in your parents' basement, failing out of school. All these things that happen to people day in and day out, whether they smoke weed or not. And we spend zero time on just, hey, if you're going to do this shit, like, here's what your limit should be, especially, you know, for a beginner, of just starting small. I mean, there have been campaigns about, when it comes to edibles, start small, you know, break off a little piece of the brownie, take your time, it's going to hit you slow. But the word doesn't get out.
I just ate the head and the little hands.
It's a challenge just to
get a good old time.
It's a challenge just to get your shit out there, just to advertise your shit on TV and radio and everywhere else that other businesses do.
Poor little gummy bear. You can see it coming. Just bit his head right off. What? In flight.
The first in-flight cannabis commercial.
What?
See, there's a lady packing a bag.
GTFO.
There's a lot to remember. The right clothes for the right weather.
Pretty
makeup,
sexy.
Shampoo. All your electronic devices along with the proper chargers. And then the biggest decision of them all. Should you bring your cannabis?
That's the simple answer, a pretty big decision.
Don't do it. It's not worth the risk.
She puts it back in her stash box.
It's a sweet stash box.
The solution to your cannabis dilemma is a click away. WikiLeaf is
a nice stash too, but for you to buy cannabis, like it was mostly shade.
Yeah, I thought it was all shade.
I think it was oregano.
With over 4,000 dispensaries in the U.S. and Canada, WikiLeaf shows you where the nearest dispensaries are located, along with what strains are currently in stock.
Yeah, but what if you don't have reciprocity?
One of the best features of the WikiLeaf app is
This is a WikiLeaf ad, huh?
Each business labeled with the lowest price.
Well, no, not this is California's live, dude. Business reviews and directions.
You can also search prices by
insane money's going to start rolling in, and Donnie John's going to. I'm telling you, that's how you get
this
them to do it.
Also
show him money.
About various strains of cannabis.
Yeah, or
it chum in the water,
or it spills over into its neighbors. Well, wait a minute. It doesn't really matter that much, does
chances
it?
Chances are,
no.
You probably
Nevada, the only state that's going to Arizona,
Utah, and Arizona.
It makes sense for bargain conscious
are left in the area that would be the big complainers.
And just
about it spilling.
New Mexico is cool.
Yeah.
New Mexico gave us Gary Johnson. They were always talked about, at least 20 years ago, as one of the states where they thought it was going to be first.
Yeah, because he's always been a proponent of it. Because it cures anyone?
Ebola.
Anyone?
Cure.
But you don't have the drop still? No, you got to bring that drop back.
Oh, stand by.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Fine, Ebola. Oh, there we go.
Ebola.
Ebola. That was a serious Ebola. Forget there's the two Ebolas. There's
a tale of
Ebola.
Two Ebolas.
And Ebola?
There you go.
Ebola.
Ebola.
Gary.
Right. The second one, he's meeting friends for dinner and he's surprised to see Ebola at the table.
Ebola.
No, that's
Ebola.
Yeah, that one. You're here.
Hey,
oh, I didn't know you were invited. The second one is Ebola tells a racist joke.
Ebola.
Yeah. It was a little scolding. Like, come on. Really, with the Irish still, Ebola? Come on. Let it go.
So that plays on Virgin America, running through mid-September on all domestic flights. 8 million people are going to see it.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's just what I was complaining about. There wasn't ads like this, and I proved myself wrong. On Virgin America?
Correct.
Yeah. I think I would just take my stash if I was going on Virgin.
And that's a shitty-looking stash, by the way. Let's dwell on that for a second.
You're stuck on that oregano that she had?
Yeah.
That was not convincing.
It was cooking herbs.
Yeah, look at that. That's like a big old... It's like leftover shake.
I think my problem with it is that she's putting all her stuff in the suitcase. She grabs her stash, puts it in her bag, and then goes, nah, I better not, and then goes and puts it back in the box. No one would ever make that decision in that way. I think you would know ahead of time.
I better take this out of my pocket. Like, either, leave this here.
Either you're like, fuck it, I'm going to risk it, or you're like, no fucking way I'm going to try and take this shit on a plane.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, my bathing suit, take the one piece too, you know, in case I have too much cake. And how many pairs of underwear? I've got tampons in here. Got my weed. Oh, man. They'll probably fuck with me on the weed. No, throw the weed out. Now I can take two more bathing suits. That's sexist. That's not how women pack.
Smooth.
Smoothies?
Ah, I'd like some, I could drink smoothie right now.
Smoothies or smoothies?
Yes. Smoothie. Should I invent a smoothie? I don't know. Oh, I gotta read something.
Yeah. Read up.
All right. Hey, thank you for downloading the Weisman podcast. Free from Apple Podcasts, since you have to call it now, Google Play, or just going right to the source, cutting out the middleman, to ChristopherMedia.net. Wherever you listen to the Weisman Podcast, please make sure to rate and review the Weisman Podcast. And now, 5 stars, please.
Please.
Please and thank you. There's two. If you issued a 1 star challenge. It would get activity.
Yeah.
It'd be amusing to read, but no.
Five.
No, don't do that. Five. Please follow the Weisman Podcast on Twitter at TheWeisman420 and on the Instagram-o.
The Weisman Podcast.
Please make sure to like and share the Weisman Podcast on Facebook, and you can send your electronic mail to the Weisman Podcast. ChristopherMedia.net. Please go to ChristopherMedia.net to listen to all of the other shows available from the Christopher Media Network. We got a new one.
What's that?
Oh, I don't know how you guys are going to feel about this. It's an MMA podcast.
It's fake.
It's fake?
Yeah.
Fake news.
Whatever, motherfucker!
Oh, wait, wrong one.
No, that'd be my reaction to that podcast.
Oh, come on, man. Welcome them into the family. Well,
if you remember way back when we started, there was a show called Eminem Question Everything.
Yes.
Well, one of the M's. His name's Matt Peters. He moved to New York City. And he's doing it as his partner. There's the
Jesus Christ. Spit it out, man.
There's a gym in New York City involved, and they're recording episodes right now, and it'll be out soon. It's called Martial Culture. So you guys can be brothers in fighting.
Eh. I don't know about it.
All
right. It fits the demographics. Dudes listen. Dudes right. Like wrestling.
All right. I think
dudes like MMA.
Rob's putting out a challenge.
Oh, you guys can get together and fight each other.
Sure.
Not for charity. Do it on pay-per-view.
$100 a fight.
Be odds in Vegas. Like one guy. Oh.
Yep.
New episodes will be out soon. And bookmark the Amazon link available at ChristopherMedia.net. It will cost you X money. It will help you support the Weisman Podcast. And you can also click the donate button, ChristopherMedia.net, if you'd like to help support Weisman Podcasts.
Bro!
TheBroBasket.com. When you see the term bro, you probably think of that party-loving, egotistical frat boy who always insisted on high-fiving you for some reason. BroBasket.com hates the typical nomenclature for bro, and they want to redefine it. They are taking the term bro back, because to them, a bro is much more than that. A bro is that friend you've known since you were 5 years old, your buddy from softball, your dad, your brother, your best friend, or maybe even your lover. Their bro baskets were created to be the best gifts for men, ones that all the bros in your life would love to receive. The guys that love beer, scotch, whiskey, tequila, wine, maybe even the occasional long-distance hug. Only the bro basket can provide. Men love their unique gifts with their favorite alcohol in them, and they love making the best gifts for men around almost as much as guys love receiving them. You can help to support the Weedsman Podcast by clicking on the BroBasket.com banner at ChristopherMedia.net. TheBroBasket.com, for all the bros in your life.
All right.
Stay high.
Stay high.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.